little something between you and me. Don't cost you nothing, this one's for free.
Our next topic is non-accidental injury. You see a four-month-old baby boy, Ben, with his mother, Laura. Whilst examining Ben, you notice that he has a large bruise on his leg.
Laura, at this age, babies do not move around by themselves, and it's very unusual for them to get bruises. I'm concerned that Ben has this unusual bruise and that you don't know how or when he got it. Sometimes parents are afraid to tell us how a bruise has come about in case they are blamed for it or because they want to protect another person. It is important that if you know how this may have happened, you tell me so I can help you and make sure Ben is safe. How are things at home since Ben was born? Is there anything that you want to tell me?
I have no idea how he got it. I just noticed it today when I was changing the nappy.
Okay. Well, as I mentioned, it's unusual for babies at this age when they're not moving to get bruises. So we do need to look into this further. What I would normally do at this stage as a matter of routine is to ask social services to be involved. How does that sound?
I really don't like it, but I don't have a choice, I assume.
Well, what social services will do is usually they will refer Ben to the paediatric team so that they can look into the cause of the bruising a bit further. Sometimes, rarely, children can have an abnormal problem with their clotting and that can lead to unexplained bruising. So we want to make sure that there isn't a physical cause for it. And if his health is fine and he's still getting this bruising, then we need to look into why that's happening. So I will be contacting social services and letting them know, but I'll be here to support you every step of the way.
Okay, doctor.
Let's hear it for our GP. Skills improving, risk removing,